from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a child trapped inside a burning home in Asbury Park was rescued after jumping out a second floor window into the arms of police officers, the Asbury Park Press reports. The fire broke out at a home on Prospect Avenue Monday morning. When officers arrived, the second floor of the house was engulfed in flames. They got there just in time to catch the 8-year-old boy, who was not injured, according to the NJPBA. The fire remains under investigation. As Morris County deals with this summer's stunning case of a mom accused of murder, comes new information on a case that rocked Somerset County.
In November 2021, a passerby found a Toyota Corolla off a road in Hillsboro. A 7-year-old girl and her younger brother were both unresponsive, bound and restrained in their seats as their mom, Yuwei Cho, was zip-tied to the steering wheel. She had faced two charges of murder. Law enforcement recently confirmed to New Jersey 101.5 News that Cho was found not guilty by reason of insanity in December 2022. She's been held since in inpatient hospitalization. The court regularly monitors her treatment plan. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Jersey Shore cop is charged with official misconduct and invasion of privacy.
According to the Atlanta County prosecutor, Ventnor City Police Officer Ryan Bonanni took video recordings of a woman in a jail holding cell while she was undressing and engaging in a sex act. Bonanni is accused of then sending those videos to other people on Snapchat. The 24-year-old officer was charged on Monday. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Several arrests made after Roselle police, who broke up a large group of teens about to fight on Friday night, found a stolen firearm and multiple high-capacity magazines. Officers also found that a 19-year-old West Orange man with a BMW carrying a loaded handgun with a high-capacity magazine containing hollow point ammunition. A records check confirmed that the firearm had been reported stolen out of Alabama. New Jersey, 101.5 News, time is 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News time is 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Sunny to partly cloudy, pleasant and less humid today. The highs near 80. Shower can't be ruled out in the northern hills this afternoon, though. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dipping down into the upper 50s. Partly to mostly sunny and pleasant Wednesday with highs in the middle 70s. Thursday, sun mixing with some late day clouds. Highs will be in the upper 70s Thursday. Friday, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and highs in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
New Jersey weather made possible by Ristorante Luca. Fine dining at its best. Now with an updated dress code, smart casual, no jackets required. Enjoy award-winning Italian cuisine, first-class service, and complimentary world-class music. Visit RistoranteLuca.com. Right now, Elizabeth, 64 degrees. It's 59 in Lakewood, Seattle City, 58. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.